So we had a bet going on. They thought I wouldn't wear the onesie during the interview. So kudos to Brandon. We said we're gonna, you know, wear the onesies during the interview.
Styling, profiling,
you know, the defensive guys can't get all the love, so we gotta give the special team guys some too, right?
That's right.
Except special team, offense and defense, right?
300.
Oh yeah. 300. Actually, four. This is four right here. Yeah. Four. We're looking cool right now. Real cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What sort of activities are best in a onesie?
When you're wearing a onesie, it's really just lounging around the house, being cozy, turning the fireplace on, a little, you know, eggnog, something like that, you know, ginger schnapps, you know, just small things like that.
Where do you find adult onesies?
Actually, Brandon McManus got everybody one on the team, and like I said, we had a bet going that I wouldn't wear it during the interview, so here we are. You know, this is a pretty big onesie. I think it's a 2X.
Is the Chiefs theme song stuck in your head after practice today?
You know, I heard that song so many times in practice, and I really didn't even notice because I was so focused about, you know, I heard the, you know, I heard that song going on, but I didn't think about it being the Chiefs song because Dakota, he was really absorbing it because he played at Florida State, so he was, you know, trying to change that. You know, that motto, but you know, we'll let that roll and hopefully that'll motivate us.
What kind of challenges are there playing on a Christmas night? I mean, kind of on a holiday, on the road, supposed to be cold. I mean, how do you kind of prepare for this one? Is it any different?
I think when it's cold, we're used to that here, especially with the high altitude, and a lot of the guys here, especially me, I'm used to playing on the holidays. So for me, I feel like, you know, you're the only team that's, you know, playing that day, so everybody's watching, so it's a good time to sort of showcase what you do, get back to what you do best, and that's winning ball games.
How does it hurt what you try to do on the outside when you don't have Derek Wolf drawing the attention on the inside when he's hurt?
You know, sometimes, you know, they might give an inside guy one-on-one, but, you know, just a testament on how guys teach each other. You know, the next guy up, whoever plays, if it's Derek, if it's the guy behind Derek, if he plays, you know, more time, you know, he'll do well. And, you know, everybody else got to pick up the pieces. There's 10 guys out there playing, actually 11 guys out there playing, so everybody has to do their job.
Well, and you didn't have Wolf against New Orleans, and so I know you ran some of that NASCAR package. It's a different offense than what New Orleans presents, but it's at least good that you have some experience going into a game without him pretty recently.
Yeah, we have a lot of experience if he doesn't play. But, you know, obviously I know he will. And also, you know, we have a lot of other packages that we bring to the game that we can change things up. Third down package, first and second down package, or goal line package. So we'll be ready for the challenge.
How do you think guys are responding to possibly facing elimination? I mean, it's kind of a new position for you guys. I mean, you've gone through a ton of adversity, but this is kind of a new adversity. How are guys responding to it?
Guys are responding very well. I mean, this is, for us, is always do or die. And I told the guys, I said, you know, no matter what, win, lose, or draw, you still have one more game. And you want to have a game that you're playing something for. So why not go out here and, you know, play your hearts out, go out here and get this win, and let everything else, you know, fend for itself.
All right. Thanks, guys.